right, everyone. I think that's it. like I said, no homework this weekend. I really want you guys to study and get a good grade on your final, okay? And besides, I really do not want to see any of you in my class again, okay? All right, well, have a good weekend, and I'll see you guys on Monday. Yeah, have a good one. See ya. Hi. You got a few questions for me? Okay. Well, you can stay behind. Okay. So, what is it today? What do you mean? What do I mean? You stay behind almost every day in my class. Extra credit? And why on earth would you want extra credit? You've got a perfect grade in my class. Right. No, I don't have anything for extra credit. Especially for somebody who already has a perfect grade. Be kind of pointless, wouldn't it? Right. You know, I'm wondering, do you really want extra credit? Or do you really want extra time with me? No, really, I'm wondering. See, I went ahead and talked to some of your other teachers here at the university, and they all say you're a pretty quiet student. Don't ask a lot of questions, don't really participate very much, and you never stay behind in their class. Your grades are pretty average. Nothing compared to how you act in my class and the grades that you get in my class. It's very interesting. What do you think about that? Oh my God, you're so red in the face. What, did I uncover something that you didn't think I would? I mean, come on. Why wouldn't I want to know everything about my star pupil? Well, why don't we go over to my desk and have a seat? Yeah, I've got a chair right here. There you go. Sit down. No, I don't have a class for another hour. You want to know what I think? I don't think my class subject excites you all that much. I don't think the course material makes you motivated to get good grades or to write good papers. I think it's something else entirely. Do you want to know what I think it is? I think it's me. Yep. That's what I think. I think you get so excited when you see me. Like a little puppy. Yeah. I think you work your ass off in this class to impress me. I do. Are you going to deny it? Are you going to say, no, that's not true? Say it. Tell me it's not true. Quiet again. Yeah, see, that's what I thought. It's funny. You talk so much in my class. Always raising your hand to answer, wanting to participate, Yet here we are, and you're dead quiet. Is it because I know your little secret that wasn't so well kept? Tell me. Don't be shy. Tell me. That's what I thought. My little pet has a crush on me. That's so adorable. Well, what are we gonna do about that? I mean, having a crush on me, a crush on your teacher, well, that's very inappropriate of a student to do, don't you think? Well, you know, you've been such a good little pet for me. And you're always so eager in class, always so willing to clean the chalkboard, bring me supplies, keep the discussion going in class. I mean, makes my life easier. So I think my little puppy deserves a reward. Yeah, you do. So let me grab your chair and pull it closer to me. Oh my, you look so nervous. Don't be nervous, baby. I'll take care of you. You take care of me so well. So let me return the favor. So, what should I do? What should my reward be? No talking. I decide what's best for you. Got it? Good. Why don't I grab your face like this and turn your head just a little so I can see that pretty little neck of yours. Hey, silly, don't move your head back. Guess I'll have to hold it in place for you, huh? There we go. There we go. Good job. I'm gonna keep your head there with my hand. And get close to your neck. And maybe I'll give you a little kiss. Does that feel good, baby? Feels so good, you can't even answer, huh? What if I nibble on your ear a little? Oh my. You're just squirming in your seat. Well, that was very entertaining for me, at least. And you got a little reward. How lucky. Okay, well, I've got a lot of work to do. So, my little pet, you have to go, but don't worry. On Monday, you're gonna stay behind in class and we'll discuss our new roles. balls. You want that? Yeah. Good. Go on. I'll see you later.